Countdown, the behind-the-scenes story of the 2014 Pittsburgh Steelers draft. Day two of the draft. With the first day of the draft completed, the Steelers draft room brain trust are hard at work planning for days two and three until all of the new Steelers are selected. At the same time, arriving at Pittsburgh Airport is first-round pick Ryan Shazier.
Nice to meet you. Welcome to Pittsburgh.
That's your new home.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Shazier's day will start by spending time at the Steelers' Southside facility.
It was amazing just to see the trophies in person.
Where he will hold his very first press conference as a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Steelers drafted me, and I can't wait to go to Heinz Field and go out there and play in the Steelers jersey.
Later in the day, Ryan will get to tour the city, meet some of the legendary black and gold fans up close and personal, as well as being introduced to the famous Permane Brothers sandwich. As Shazier acclimates himself to his new city, the Steelers draft team is busy completing the 2014 draft. For their second round pick of the draft,
the Pittsburgh Steelers select Stephon Tuitt, Notre Dame defensive end.
They take Notre Dame's massive defensive end, Stephon Tuitt, a talent many experts thought could possibly go in the first round. In the third round, the Steelers added the fastest man in the draft.
The Pittsburgh Steelers select Dree Archer, running back, Kent State.
Oh, baby.
Fastest player at the combine.
The electrifying Dree Archer, who plays running back, wide receiver, and also spends time just running from one end of the field to the other. The speedster Archer will be followed by the speedster Martavis Bryant, who's both a tall target and a deep threat. In round five, the Steelers take lanky cornerback Shaquille Richardson, a bump-and-run style player the Steelers were hoping to acquire. The Steelers would go on to add depth and versatility to their offensive line with Vanderbilt's 6'5 Wesley Johnson. Then they picked inside linebacker Jordan Zumwalt from UCLA. One of the most talked-about picks of the Steelers draft is a mountain of a man, Daniel McCullough. At 6'7", 352 pounds, this nose tackle from Tennessee didn't just earn intrigue because of his massive size. It was also because he possesses remarkable athleticism. The Steelers ended the draft by selecting Rob Blanchflower, a 6'4" tight end from Massachusetts, known for his outstanding blocking abilities. The pundits' evaluation of the Steelers' draft selection was overwhelmingly positive. But the Steelers organization knows that the final evaluation of this year's draft will not be truly known until years down the road. With that stated, however, it is easy to see optimism about this year's class of rookies, starting with the first-round pick, Ryan Shazier.
When Ryan was available to us at the 15th pick, we were very excited because, quite honestly, we didn't know if he'd make it that far. Ryan's unique characteristic is his speed. I mean, he's faster than a lot of our defensive backs, most defensive backs in college. That's his one unique athletic trait, but he's also a very instinctive, tough football player, and he'll be able to help us out eventually on first down, second down, and even third down, as both in coverage and as a blitzer.
Head coach Mike Tomlin likes what he sees with Ryan Shazier already.
Ryan's proven to be a quick study, and that's exciting because he's a good communicator. We're getting a lot of communication from him, and at the early stages, that's an indication of pretty sound understanding.
Defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau talks about how Ryan Shazier's blazing speed can fit into the defensive plans.
He has almost unlimited potential. He's one of those rare athletes that he can probably do about anything that you ask him to do. You know, you look at a guy like that and you say, oh, we could do this with him, you know. So, by the time we picked him, I already had a couple blitzes for him. Let's put it that way.
The Steelers are equally high in their second-round pick, Stephon Tuitt.
Tua's been doing an awesome job of really just getting acclimated to the techniques that we'll ask him to do as a defensive lineman in this scheme.
He, again, was another athlete that we knew would be a relatively early choice in the draft because of his size and athleticism. I think the height-weight factor makes him kind of ideal for what we do with our defense. He fits us very well.
And then there's Dree Archer. The Steelers talk about Dree's unique speed and how that makes him a unique fit for the Steelers offense.
As you watch tape on him, it was pretty clear, you know, he's an explosive runner and receiver, and he's got a unique talent along with the return ability and ought to have a chance to do some big things for us.
When you talk about Dree Archer, you talk about unique speed. You know, Ryan Shazier ran a 4.4. This kid, we laughed at him at the combine as he was leaving our room. Coach Tomlin asked him, he said, what are you going to run? And he said, 4.2. And we, you know, Coach Tomlin and myself both chuckled. And lo and behold, he ran 4.26, which was extremely fast.
What you've heard is true. Dree Archer is very fast.
For a little guy, he covered 40 yards in 17 strides, which is unique.
Another player the Steelers now admit was on their radar early was Clemson's 6'4" receiver, Martavis Bryant. Offensive coordinator Todd Haley talked about his hopes for securing Bryant as the Steelers got closer to their fourth pick.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny process for us coaches. You know, we don't stack up in the draft room during all the filler that's going on TV, but as it gets close to our pick, you kind of see a rush down there from the different coaches' office. You know, we're trying to beat the defensive guys down, but you know it's going to come down to one of a couple people, and especially when you get, you know, a pick or two away, you know, now you're just kind of in that mode of hoping that whoever's in front of you doesn't take them away from you.
Todd Haley clearly felt Bryant's size and playmaking ability made him a valuable pick for the Steelers.
It was hard for him to stay off the radar. If you were watching a number of those Clemson players, you were seeing him making plays. You know, he was a size receiver, which, you know, we've been missing around here a little bit, that could also run. And when you watch the tape, you saw that he had the ability to make plays. So he early on in the process was on the radar and one of those that we thought if things fell right, we'd be excited about. You know, he is a big, fast, outside-the-number type receiver that gives you not only a speed vertical target, but the size, you know, sometimes for the quarterback is a benefit. You know, when things are all even with the size of a lot of the corners in the league, you know, he may look open where some other guys may not look open. So, you know, the vertical threat plus giving us a potential big red zone target, you know, and was what really got us excited offensively.
The Steelers have high hopes for every one of their 9 draft picks. But the reality in the tough and competitive NFL is that not every one of these guys are going to make it. But one thing is for sure. The Steelers' 2014 draft has seen them adding blazing speed and quickness, versatility, size, and above all, playmakers. And it's another reason Steelers Nation is looking forward to the new season. 95 days until kickoff.